This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. Dallo Seavey is the winner of this year's Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race. He came into Nome at 4:04 this morning, just 2 minutes ahead of Eiley Zirkle. Seavey set a new record for the race of 8 days, 14 hours, and 9 minutes. Jeff King, who had been in the lead, scratched at 10 to midnight last night near safety in a snowstorm with winds gusting to 65 miles per hour. Mitch Seavey arrived in Nome at 7:39 in third place. Jor Olsom is outside of safety and in fourth place, and Martin Boozer follows him in fifth place, followed by a distant Jor Olsom. Some 20 miles back, Martin Boozer is in fifth place. Senate minority members are calling on Governor Sean Parnell to withdraw one of his appointments to the State Assessment Review Board. The board decides the value of oil industry property, including the Trans-Alaska Pipeline, assessments that can change local property taxes by hundreds of millions of dollars. Parnell's appointee, Dennis Mandel, is registered to vote in California and told the Anchorage Daily News he last lived in Alaska in 1995. Mandel worked for ARCO, appraising business decisions and analyzing tax conflicts with the government. State law requires board appointees to be registered to vote in Alaska. Parnell's staff says the appointment meets constitutional requirements without mentioning the statutory requirements. A bill providing funding and support for village public safety officers to carry firearms passed unanimously in the House yesterday. House Bill 199's lead sponsor, Representative Bryce Edgman of Dillingham, says the bill would not require that VPSOs be armed, saying employers are free to decline having armed officers if they so choose. In earlier hearings on the bill, law enforcement officers unanimously opposed the measure unless VPSOs got the same level of training police and state troopers receive on the use of force and the same screening for mental fitness to exercise deadly force. The Senate companion bill is expected to be adopted by the Finance Committee, then go to the full Senate for a vote. Senate Resources will be considering a rewritten version of a bill that would overhaul the state's permitting process. Alaska Native leaders say the changes don't fix fundamental problems with House Bill 77. One part of the bill deals with the ability to reserve a certain flow or level of water for uses such as fish habitat, recreation, transportation, and drinking water. Rob Sanderson, Jr., first vice president of the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska, says House Bill 77 excludes Alaska Native tribes.
It ignores tribal sovereignty rights by eliminating the process for Alaska's federally recognized tribal governments to acquire water reservations to protect our salmon streams. You know, while local governments and boroughs will continue to apply for water rights reservations under the new law.
The new law would allow the state, boroughs, and municipalities, as well as individuals, to apply for water reservations. But Sanderson says House Bill 77 would leave people in the unorganized borough and outside municipal boundaries with no way to reserve water for critical uses. He contends those are just the areas most likely to be targeted for development.
More than likely, when they apply for these water permits, it ain't going to be by a borough or a big city. They ain't going to come after one at Fish Creek in Anchorage. You know, we don't know how this is going to play out, but it ain't going to affect anybody in the big cities, meaning Anchorage, Fairbanks, Ketchikan, Juneau. It ain't going to affect them. More than likely to affect somebody close, you know, by a tribal village.
The revised bill replaces language critics said gave the Natural Resources Commissioner too much power in granting general permits. It does restore public comment on certain permits and a time period for appeals. However, once a permit is issued, appeals concerning the ensuing activities are not allowed. Last year, more than 40 Alaska Native tribes and groups adopted resolutions opposing House Bill 77. The Chugach National Forest Avalanche Information Center has issued an avalanche warning in effect today through midnight tonight. Avalanche danger, the center says, is high in the mountains surrounding the eastern Turnagain Arm, where more than 20 inches of snow has fallen since yesterday, and another 7 to 10 inches is due today. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.